Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome back to the Pessimistic Man podcast. I consider myself a happy pessimist. That's because everything in my life brings me happiness, really. I have a great career, beautiful wife, wonderful kids, an outstanding family and career, but I'm still a pessimist. I still think and think and plan for the bad things in life, not because I'm not happy, just something's wired in me. So this podcast is you joining me as I process this journey that I go through living as a pessimistic man. And it's been a while. It's been since February since I recorded one of these last. And I'm recording this on my phone because it's just convenience right now. So I apologize for the audio quality. But the reason why I'm coming to the podcast now is talk about grief, because that's what's on my mind. See, I've not recorded a podcast since February because in April, we lost my mother to her battle with kidney failure, kidney complications. And about the February timeframe is when her illness got very, very serious. It was always serious, but got very, very life-threatening serious. And we lost her. We lost her in April. She was ready to end her fight. She put up a good fight. It's kind of weird to say that, right? Someone puts up a good fight. We say that a lot with people with long-term illnesses. We lost my father 2 years ago from my mom's passing. So for several years now, I'm learning how to process grief. And that's the reason for this podcast, to talk about grieving. When I say process grieving, I used to always think that it was a moment. It was a temporary feeling, just something we're going through. It's a depressive state caused by the loss of a loved one. It's grieving. But as an adult now, I'm learning that grieving becomes a part of our journey, particularly as adults, that we're never really over grieving. We learn how to grieve, and we learn how to incorporate those lessons and grief into our life going forward. Right after losing a loved one like my father 2 years ago, and my mother this year, there's great sadness and grieving, and it's every second of the day. It's the only thing you can think about. Then we process through, and we were able to put minutes together, then hours, and then days where the grieving is less of an impact in our day-to-day life. Then eventually, as time goes on, we're able to put days and weeks and even months together. But grieving never goes away. We just learn how to process it better. My father has been gone now 2.5 years, give or take. And I don't miss him any less. Just learning when those moments of grieving come in, those memories come flooding in. One, I'm learning how to process that and still get through the day, even if it means taking a good 20-minute cry. But two, I'm learning that the hard memories, those moments that were attached so vividly, vibrantly, at the time of my parents' passing, in both cases, they had long-term illnesses. And those long-term illnesses took the stress and strain on the family, and things were said, and sadness, and thoughts, and anger, and feelings were processed as they were processing the end of their life. And it's so raw at the time of passing that, and all that illness and caring for them, and family members caring for them, that's all so raw in our brain. And I think that's what the funerals and wakes are for, is to take and pause after those battles and celebrate life. And that's what we do with my mother. We celebrated her life over a period of a couple days with food and family. And that starts the grieving process. That celebration of life starts our process to learn how to grieve, because as time goes on past the loss, the memories of them being sick fade or go to the back of our mind. And the memories that of a lifetime are the ones that continue the race to the top. And sometimes those are the hardest ones to process. I can fix spaghetti reminds me of my mother. A Facebook memory pops up and I see one of my dad's smart ass comments. Those things trigger memories. And part of grieving is processing that memory, giving ourselves time to process that memory, giving ourselves an outlet for whatever that is. It could be a walk, it could be crying, it could just be a smile if it's a good memory. To process that memory, I'm learning, is part of that grieving process. So grieving isn't a temporary state anymore for me. Grieving is part of my journey now in life. And as we become adults, it seems that those closest to us are the ones we're losing. As kids, yeah, routinely we'll lose a pet. Our grandparents will eventually pass. And as we get older, our parents become ill and they will eventually pass. Siblings, even older ones, too, will process through this life cycle. Grieving becomes a part of our journey. I think I was much better processing the grieving when my mother's passing because of the lessons I learned with my father's. And because of the lessons they both taught us, my family was able to get through some very hard times and process through the steps of settling estates and funerals and learning how to live life now without them in it physically, but they're still in it mentally, meaning they're still in our memories. And because they're still in our memories, we will have moments. And that's the purpose of this podcast, is just for me to kind of journal and talk and share. And someone might listen to this who's processing grief themselves. From the loss of someone who lived a full life to the loss of someone who lived a very short life, grieving is not a state of mind. Grieving is not something you will get over. And for heaven's sake, don't let someone tell you that grieving is something you have to get over. Grieving is something that becomes a part of your journey. You will grieve forever. It's just going to come. There's going to be more time between the quote-unquote episodes of grieving. You're still going to think about your parents. You're still going to think about your siblings. And although that sadness hopefully will not hold you back for longer than a few minutes while you process it. Sometimes it might be a day, on their birthday, on the anniversary of their death, on a special anniversary. Just take the time and realize that you don't have to get over it. Those moments now that we used to celebrate those things with them are moments now that we just use to process the grief. And the grieving is not a bad thing. My dad's birthday will come up here next month, and it will be a hard day. Then Christmas, it'll be another hard day. But I'm learning that with more time, the sad memories don't always raise to the top. What typically raises to the top are the sum of great memories. So the second lesson, the first being take time and realizing grieving is not something you have to get over. But the second lesson that I'm processing here with you on this audio journal is that Dr. Henry Cloud in his book Integrity said that your life is like a boat going across the water. You're going to leave a wake. You're going to leave ripples and waves behind you. The memories that we leave behind is that wake. And we're not always going to leave great memories. We're not perfect people. We're going to do stupid shit. But the sum of our life should add up into positive impacts on our loved ones. That once they get through that immediate loss, when it's your time to move on in this world, once they process the funeral and process the really hard grieving, the minute by minute, the hour by hour grieving that comes with the immediate loss, as they put more time after your passing, as they live through more time after your passing, the wake that you left in this world, those memories, will trigger good and bad thoughts sometimes for them. But the more good memories, the better of a wake we leave in this world, the easier, not easy, but the easier it will be for those memories to raise to the top of their thoughts. So in the moments of their grieving, years even after your passing, years even after my passing, those memories will raise to the top. Their grieving will not just be about sadness. Their grievings may even include a smile as they see something in this world that reminds them of you. As I'm recording this, I'm standing here looking at a little red truck that reminds me of my father on an entertainment stand. And I'm looking at the urn which holds my mom's ashes. Sometimes I looked at these, and these are sad memories. Today I'm looking at these, and they're happy memories. This month will be my mom's birthday, first since her passing. Next will be my dad's. It'll be 3 or 4 since his. It will be a part of my grieving journey to think and remember them. But because they left such a positive wake in this world and in my life, I'm going to celebrate who they were to me and the impact they had on me and my kids. All right, guys. Again, this is Josh with the Pessimistic Man. Go over to the pessimisticman.com website if you want to read my blog. But thank you for noticing me, as my spirit animal Eeyore says. And I'm going to be podcasting a little bit more. For today, this topic is grieving. Tomorrow's podcast, who knows what it's going to be. But I invite you along. Thank you all. Goodbye.